Area Voices tells the art, history, and culture stories of northern Minnesota. In this installment, producer Tammy Bobrowski talks with Little Free Library owners in Grand Rapids and Bemidji.
The more books that surround people, the better. The more readers we have in our community, the better. And maybe something that they read in the Little Free Library will pique their interest and they will need to take that further.
That's Tracy Campa from Grand Rapids. She is one of thousands of Little Free Library stewards across the world who've decided to share books with their communities through a walk-up lending library. Small-scale lending libraries are not a new thing, but since 2009, the Little Free Library organization has been successful in creating excitement in exchanging good books and bringing people together, especially in Minnesota. Margaret Aldrich, author of the Little Free Library book, says Minnesota is one of the states with the most Little Free Libraries, approximately 1,500 to 2,000 in the state. We're neck and neck with Wisconsin and second to California. Here she describes how the movement started.
The first Little Free Library was built in Hudson, Wisconsin in 2009, and it was built by a guy named Todd Bowl as a memorial to his mom, who was a school teacher and a lifelong reader. So after that first Little Free Library was built in 2009, they have spread across the country and across the whole world. There are now 36,000 Little Free Libraries around the world. They're in every state in America, and they're in 70 different countries. We really credit the spread of Little Free Libraries to the stewards, the people who have Little Free Libraries. It's been word of mouth. It's been people stumbling upon a Little Free Library and thinking, what a great idea. I want to start this in my town. And the internet and social media has been really helpful, too, in spreading pictures and sharing stories and getting people excited about reading.
So why are northern Minnesotans installing Little Free Libraries in their yards and communities? Tracy Campa wanted to give a gift to her neighborhood.
About 2 years ago now, for Mother's Day in May, my husband actually built our Little Free Library, and we actually gave it as a gift to our neighborhood. So ours has been up and going for a couple of years, and it is well used by our neighbors. We're lucky enough to live on about a half-mile loop area, and people are walking the loop every single day, and they often are looking through the library and picking up new books and dropping off old books. And it's fun in the summertime because a lot of our neighbors have grandchildren. So in the wintertime, we don't go through too many children's books. Matter of fact, they tend to get shoved up to the top of the library. And then in the summertime, though, I make sure we're stocked with a lot of children's books, too, because we get a lot more kids in the summertime.
Well, they first got interested in little libraries or little bookshares, what we call ours.
That's Gigi Holden from Bemidji. She and her husband Butch installed a bookshare in their neighborhood a year ago.
When I was in Minneapolis, I have a lot of family in Minneapolis, and noticed them. And that was the first time I noticed these little places where you could stop and pick out a book and walk away with it and, you know, return one if you wanted to or not. So since I'm a reader and I've read all my life and I've taught preschool and I've collected many, many children's books and, of course, a lot of adult books, and you can look around the house and you can see that we're kind of overloaded in books. And I decided it would be fun to share the books with the community in our little neighborhood. And sometimes we see kids sitting on the bench out front of it, sitting down, looking at books, and really enjoying themselves. And it's kind of fun in the summertime because we have a great garden, and that just adds to the atmosphere.
You can buy pre-made boxes from the Little Free Library website, but you're encouraged to make your own out of existing structures or materials. Here's Tracy Campa again.
Some of the most popular Little Free Libraries around, though, are just things that people have found, like mailboxes that are already weatherproof. If you go on the Little Free Library website, you can see just dozens of different kinds of designs. You can also order a Little Free Library already made through the website, or you can order plans from them, but they highly encourage people to just be creative and make whatever they want to make. My husband and I once did a tour of Little Free Libraries in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. for an afternoon. And there's actually one in the cities that's built to look just like a TARDIS from Doctor Who. It's just adorable.
What does yours look like?
Ours is just a plain old wooden box with some really nice cedar shake shingles on one side of it now because the other side fell off. A glass door on front that's weather stripped. We haven't had any problem with condensation. Some people do, but there's tips and tricks on the Little Free Library website to help people in case they have some problems like that with their library. There's also some really good directions on how to make sure your library physically stays stable, how to plant it in the ground and that sort of thing.
When you install a Little Free Library in your yard, you're inviting people to use it. Instances of vandalism are rare. Tracy hasn't had any problems with hers, but the Holdens have. And Butch has a message for them.
It's only been up for, not quite a year yet, and it's been vandalized once. Somebody punched it out. Punched a hole right through the cupboard doors. And I'd just like to say to that person, come on back and take a book. Be a beneficiary. And maybe, you know, sometime give a book. Be a contributor. Because that's what the box is. It's a community resource. Books come in, books go out. It's like it's breathing. I hope that guy reconsiders, you know, what the meaning of that box is.
If you are interested in installing a sharing library in your neighborhood, you can visit the Little Free Library website or do it completely on your own. We'll put a link to the Little Free Library website in our Facebook page along with photos of Tracy's Little Free Library and Gigi and Butch's as well.
Nice.
So you can see them. There'll be a Little Free Library Festival May 21st in Minneapolis. It includes a book swap, live music, storytelling, a dog parade, and they'll be building 100 new Little Free Libraries to donate around the Twin Cities area. This story's been part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.